I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Today is Ruhlman's Day. Not Ruhlman's Eve.
Christmas morning.
It's right. Head down Highway 6 to Ashland to Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
I was on Highway 6 yesterday.
Did you look at it?
What's that?
Did you get all the way to Ashland?
I didn't get all the way to Ashland. Oh. I had to stop them because they have had the George's event at Parker's.
Yes. Oh, that's right. You didn't get quite there then.
Yeah, didn't get quite there. I got within a couple miles of it. I can tell you what. When I got out of my car, I could feel the vibe. I could feel the energy coming from Ruhlman's.
And you weren't even in Ashland.
I wasn't in Ashland.
Quite
that's
there
how
yet.
Powerful it is.
It's quite a pull. 11 a.m. for lunch. She also opens until 9 p.m. for dinner. Please stop by. The steaks are incredible. If somebody, if filet mignon, Genevieve sirloin, New York strip for Bill. Like, all of us have our favorite cut there.
We have our favorite thing there.
The cookie skillet's amazing. Phil,
that's probably
awesome.
My lead favorite. That's what I, if I had.
You like the cookie.
If someone said, what do you want to
I'll
go
with? I'll
start
with the cookie, please.
I'll start with the cookie skillet, and then I'll work my way, I'll work my way into a New York strip after that. I'm going to do a reverse. Reverse dining. Yes, and Phil would accept that.
He would.
Phil would be like, I'm fine with that. I'll be with Phil on Thanksgiving.
That's amazing you're going there on Thanksgiving.
Well, I just thought it was, I thought my family needed to be with Phil on Thanksgiving because we're thankful for Phil and he's thankful for everybody. So
fulfillment.
Yeah, fulfillment. Thanksgiving.
Fulfillment.
I got it the first time. Clearly got it.
Go see Phil and the team at Ruhlman's Steakhouse, open today through Sunday for lunch and dinner on Highway 6 in Ashland. Okay, saw an update on alcohol sales yesterday. From across the country, not just Nebraska, but across the country.
You found some interesting stuff yesterday.
Thank you. This is from a gentleman named Matt Brown. He works at Matt Brown EP. Works for a business called Extra Points.
What is that?
He filed a bunch of FOIA requests to get.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, he filed FOIAs to get info on the beer sales across the country.
Okay. And I kind of like this.
From, I know,
those, from those he sent to and sent information back, Nebraska is second in beer sales so far, alcohol sales.
Total in Big Ten or is this?
Across the country.
Number two.
Now,
That's aggressive.
Didn't get everybody to respond, but he did have at least 20 schools respond, all bigger schools. And Nebraska's only behind Wisconsin, who has $3.1 million in revenue. Nebraska at $2.1 million in revenue, second in the country in alcohol sales so far.
Wisconsin shocks me, not because of Wisconsin, not because of the Wisconsin people I know that they would participate, but their crowds have been
small, right?
Really bad.
Small but depressed.
Yeah, maybe that's
a lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking. Just small, depressed. Just
load us up.
Pockets of unruly fans.
Drunkards.
Yeah. But
I'm joking. Wisconsin, my God. Joking.
They get it.
They'd love to have an old-fashioned brandy that they would like to have.
They don't sell those at the stadium.
No, they don't. I don't think so. They might there. I don't know. They might start it.
They don't. It's just beer, right?
I don't know. I've been there. I bought a spotted cow there before. I don't know what they have for spirits besides that.
Spirits. Imagine they have a spirit stand. Let us know, Wisconsin.
I was struck the first time I went there, so what would have been 2011, Jake, 2011?
Yes.
So you always hear, wow, Wisconsin, man, it's a party.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, From book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And it was.
It was.
It was. I was amazed by it.
I had a fun time.
Yeah.
I've been there twice. Nebraska lost close twice, and I had a fun time still.
Now, that's when they were going good. Now, I remember when they had Russell Wilson.
Yeah, they were going.
They were going. They were really going. And it was a party. And it was a party outside the stadium.
Again, per this FOIA from Matt Brown, Nebraska's ahead of Tennessee, who's at $1.6 million in revenue for beer alcohol
sales. Nebraska should be very proud.
LSU's at $1.45. Minnesota's at just over $1 million. And Ball State checks in at $11,000 in alcohol revenue per the
Ball
FOIA
State.
Request of alcohol.
How much?
$11,000 on the season, compared to $3 million for Wisconsin and $2 million for Nebraska.
Imagine the beer stand there just asleep. We're looking at their phone. Just look at their phone. You want a slits? Absolutely. Got one right here, buddy. Yeah.
You want some stomach problems?
Yeah.
Hey, now here's the thing.
Yes.
Nebraska should be very proud.
I think they are proud of it.
We're not going away. We're right there. We're right there with Tennessee.
I'm shocked at LSU
right
because they, you know.
I thought they'd be higher than that.
They'd be higher
1.45
for them. I saw him drink Vandy out of beer, and they announced it over the loudspeaker in the middle of the second quarter. The beer has been all beer has been consumed in the stadium, and they re-announced it in the middle of the third quarter. The beer was back.
You wonder how they track it and all that. You know,
it goes off a unit sold, and they have revenue. So some ways again don't have data on units sold, but they have data on the revenue from alcohol.
Okay, now I'm going to ask Jake because he's more of a business person than me and you are, Bill.
Yes,
is this something? Is that revenue significant to Nebraska, or is this more about just treating your fans, giving your fans what they want?
I think it has to be somewhat significant, but yeah, it's
$2 million, I guess.
Everyone else is doing it, so why would you not offer it at your stadium?
$2 million is a drop in the bucket.
So my question, though, is so I'm going to sound like an idiot business-wise, so $2 million.
Yeah.
Is that net or gross?
It says total revenue. I don't know.
I don't know my point is if it's.
I'm guessing gross, Bill.
I'm guessing gross. That's what I think too. So I'm going to go in the end. If the season ends and we make $750,000 on beer,
it
doesn't do much for probably what you have to also do for the work to bring the beer in, the workers you have to have, all those things. I go, hang on now.
This is more
of a treat to the fans.
Right. What we're getting at is this really like a money maker that you need?
Yeah.
You know,
it clearly has not been a bad thing. It's work. People are buying alcohol. I haven't heard any sort of crazy reports.
I haven't heard any
stories of
being bad, right?
Of drunk issues at all. Or
I've not heard a word about
no
that.
Violence at all, right? Nothing's from this at all.
I will say, I don't notice it much like that. When they would show the crowd a lot of times I notice I get a charge out of that, and they'll show another crowd and a bunch of guys just holding a Modelo in their hand. It kind of makes me laugh. And when they show the Nebraska fans, I really don't see many people holding beers.
Huh.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't see it when they pan the crowd.
Here's what I'm talking about. And okay, so what you would say? What was the sales for Nebraska? $2 million.
Just over $2 million. Yep.
For the fiscal year 2023-24, the athletic department generated $220 million in revenue. So that's significant.
Just, yeah,
somewhat.
There's always a place to take an extra $2 to $3 million. If someone walks into Dannon's office as a booster, I'd like to donate $3 million. We would like you to. Yeah. We'd like to have that.
Well, we'd love to have that.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Needs to happen more.
Yes, we'd love that.
So there you go.
I don't think it was meant to get you a five-star quarterback every year, the revenue from the sales. But, it, yeah, it's something to add to the bucket.
They need a couple.
Couple five-star quarterbacks? Yes. Oh, okay.
A couple five-stars.
Five-stars.
Yeah.
When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break from the Ticket.